It's really quite something watching artificial intelligence just
Right.
bloom. It wasn't that long ago, it felt purely like, well, science fiction.
Right. And now it's everywhere, really changing how we do things.
Totally. And the material we looked at, this show Future Forward with Alex and Jordan, they seem genuinely positive about AI's potential.
Yeah, that's definitely their angle, optimistic, focused on the possibilities. And that's kind of our mission today, isn't it? To pull out the key insights from their take on AI's journey.
Exactly. Like where it started, how it's changed, where we are now. Give everyone a sort of shortcut understanding.
A roadmap, basically.
Yeah.
So let's dive in.
Okay. So they go way back to the 1950s. And Alan Turing asking that big question, can machines think? Simple question, huge impact.
It really was the spark, and it led pretty directly to the Turing test.
Ah, right, the test. That was like the first real attempt to measure machine intelligence.
Kind of an early benchmark, yeah. Could a machine fool a human into thinking it was human just through text? A groundbreaking idea for its time, really trying to define what thinking even means for a machine.
And then just, what, a few years later, 1956, John McCarthy comes up with the actual name, artificial intelligence.
Yep, he coined the term. It's almost strange thinking that name's been around for, what, nearly 70 years now?
Wild. And apparently there's this huge burst of excitement right at the start.
Oh, yeah, massive optimism. People thought machines matching human intelligence was just around the corner.
Well, it wasn't quite that simple, was it?
Not at all. Like with a lot of new tech, the reality was much tougher than the initial dream. The practical challenges were significant.
Which gets us to the AI winter they talked about. Sounds pretty bleak. 70s and 80s.
It does sound dramatic, yeah. But it was a real slowdown. The source material points to, well, basically computers just weren't powerful enough back then.
Right, limited computing power. And maybe some promises that were overblown.
That seems to be the consensus. The hardware just couldn't run the complex ideas researchers had. Imagine trying to play a modern video game on an old Atari, you know?
Yeah, okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
So funding dried up, things slowed down.
Funding definitely got tighter, progress wasn't as rapid, but, and this is important from the future forward perspective, AI didn't just vanish.
Ah, okay. So research continued, just maybe quieter.
Exactly. More foundational work, laying the groundwork for, well, for what came later.
And things did pick up again. They mentioned Deep Blue, right? IBM's chess computer in 97, beating Garry Kasparov.
That was huge. I remember that too.
Yeah. It felt like a real moment. Like, okay, machines can operate at this really high intellectual strategic level, even in chess.
Deep Blue was definitely a landmark. It wasn't just crunching numbers. It showed sophisticated strategy in a complex, rule-based game. A massive signal about what was becoming possible.
And now, fast forward, and AI is just, well, it's baked into
It
everything.
really is.
Future forward, listed examples, phones, cars, smart speakers like Alexa or Siri. It's almost easy not to notice it now.
That's the thing, it's become so seamless. Like word suggestions on your phone or movie recommendations, that's AI.
Right.
And beyond just convenience, they highlighted critical stuff too, helping to diagnose diseases, detecting financial fraud.
Oh, and AI farming, using it to manage crops and resources better. That's pretty amazing.
It shows the sheer versatility, doesn't it? It's not just factory robots anymore.
No, it's like augmenting what people can do in all sorts of ways. And they made a good point, this current, like, explosion in AI. It's because we have way more data now.
That's a huge part of it. Massive data sets to learn from.
Plus faster processors and these much more advanced machine learning models.
Exactly. It's like the perfect storm. The data fuel, the processing engine, and the sophisticated learning techniques all coming together.
Okay, and then AlphaGo, 2016, beating the world champion at Go.
Yeah.
Why was that such a big deal? They said Go was like way harder for AI than chess.
It is, yeah. Go has vastly more possibilities than chess. It's less about calculation and more about intuition, pattern recognition.
Okay.
So AlphaGo winning showed AI could tackle problems needing something closer to human-like intuition, not just raw logic. It really shifted perceptions of AI's capabilities.
And now we've got things like ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Future forward seemed really focused on how tools like that are changing writing, brainstorming, even coding.
Oh, definitely. These large language models are a major leap. Understanding and generating human language like this, it's incredibly useful.
For businesses, education, creative work, you name it.
The potential is massive, which is why there's so much excitement, but also, some nervousness too.
Which they acknowledge, right? The skepticism, concerns about jobs being displaced or bias in the algorithms.
Absolutely. And those are important conversations to have. How does automation affect work? Are AI systems fair? You can't ignore those questions.
No, you really can't. The Future Forward hosts seemed aware of that.
But their take, as you said, was optimistic. They argued the answer isn't stopping AI.
Right. It's about guiding it, putting rules and systems in place, laws, maybe to make sure it's fair and transparent.
Which is a pretty common view in tech, really. The idea that you steer innovation towards good outcomes, manage the risks, focus on ethics, build guardrails.
They used a neat analogy, too, comparing AI to how humans learn and decide, but with access to just insane amounts of information, like the whole internet.
It's a good way to think about the scale, isn't it? It can process and find patterns in data way beyond what any single person could.
Like a super-powered research assistant, almost.
Or analyst, yeah. And that ability to synthesize vast information is where a lot of the optimism comes from, the potential for new discoveries, new solutions.
And they painted this picture of ethically used AI helping with really big problems, modeling climate change, developing personalized medicine.
That's the compelling vision, isn't it? AI speeding up drug discovery tailored to your genes or giving us better tools to tackle environmental issues. Huge potential for good if we handle it wisely.
It was also interesting how they framed AI historically. Not as something totally alien, but as just the latest tool humans have made to extend our abilities.
Right, like stone axes, printing presses, computers.
Going all the way back. Kind of reframes it, makes it feel less like us versus them.
Exactly. We've always built tools to boost our physical and mental capabilities. AI is the next step augmenting our intellect.
So the core message from Future Forward, it seems, is less about fear, more about understanding and shaping it.
Pretty much. Focus on how we can work with these tools.
It's not just machines learning. It's us learning how to collaborate with the machines.
That synergy is key. Not necessarily replacement, but partnership. Humans and AI leveraging each other's strengths.
Okay, so summing up our deep dive on the Future Forward take, AI's got this long history, ups and downs, optimism, then the winter.
And now it's deeply woven into daily life, presenting amazing opportunities, but also serious questions we need to figure out.
Right. It's moves from theory to very real, practical applications that are changing things fast.
Huge potential, but we need to be thoughtful and engaged.
So maybe the thing to ponder then is how might these ever smarter AI tools start reshaping your world, your job, your daily routine, maybe in ways you haven't even thought of yet?
And what questions feel most urgent to you as this all keeps evolving? It really does feel like we're just scratching the surface of a very big story.